Well, God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. It is good to be with you one more again as we take a deep dive into the book of Ephesians. Not really a deep dive, but we just want to read in the scriptures. Not any interpretations out there to where you like, oh my God. But we're not really trying to do that today. Now, something comes out. If a revelation of the Lord comes out, then of course we will definitely expound and explore on that. Glory to God. Feeling conflicted in the body. Sheba. Feeling in the spirit conflicted. Feeling discouraged a little bit, feeling sick a little bit. Haboshikiba, eba suraba, if it going through just a little bit. Eshikabuduku. But one thing about God that he said is this, is that let us become boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. So we thank God for that right now. We praise God for everything that he's done and what he still is doing, because he is a great God, an awesome God, and a great king. How many folks know that he is a great king? He is the author and finisher of your faith. He is the sustainer of your life. He is the one that you cannot live without. I know you thought you couldn't live without him or her. I know you thought you couldn't live without this man or that man. Even some churches that you have refused to leave, or some jobs, or some things that you said you cannot do without. Yet God is showing you over and over again, I am your source. I am the sustainer of your life. Hey, boss, it's one thing to lose a job, but it's another thing to lose God. It's one thing to lose a job, but it'll be another thing to lose God. You don't want to do that. Shabodupo. No, you don't want to lose God. You don't want to lose him. Shama dekoba saraba. You may lose some things, but don't lose your God. You may lose some people, but don't lose God. You may lose some some support, and oftentimes you may even try to lose your mind, but sometimes you gotta lose your mind to change your mind. So right now, this shikabo doku inamase in the mosheka in the name of soraba doku ba in the name gabo doshi eba soraba mabara. I just feel a praise coming in my spirit. Praises should never be based on what's going on with you physically, mentally, or financially. Praise has to be just because he is Lord, just because he is God, just because he is the author and the finisher, just because he is Alpha and Omega, just because he is the creator of all things. Somebody once said, I was listening to somebody on the radio the other day. My God, and this person said something very interesting. She was like, well, our God, she said, well, our God is a creator. And the gentleman was like, well, then your God is Jesus. For he created all things. And without him, there was nothing that was made that was made. So good, we glad that your God is Jesus. Is your God, who is your God this morning? Is Jesus Lord? Is he Lord? Is he Lord? Is he Lord in your life? If he's the author and finisher of your faith, if he's the sustainer of your life, and without him, you know you would fall. Shiba Koba, Shiba Saraba Shiki, Rabba De Shiki Baduhu, Shiba Babaduhu Laba. Yes, 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 yes. Your God is Jesus. Your God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your God has a name. Hashikoba, and his name is Jesus.
And at that name, every knee will gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Right now, don't let folks fool you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For it's oftentimes, especially in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, when it was the disciples, the apostles, going around ministering, that they didn't want the disciples or the apostles to call on the name of the Lord. But what they wanted was, they wanted them in Jesus' name. Don't mention the name of Jesus. Just say you're worshiping God. Don't mention the name of Jesus, because when Jesus is mentioned, things change, atmospheres change, and things like that go into place. But right now, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all that he's done and what he's still doing. We magnify and love the Lord because he heard our cry. Yes, he did. Didn't he hear your cry? Did not he hear you in the midst of your mess? Did not he hear you in the midst of your confusion, in the midst of your fear, in the midst of your doubt, in the midst of you backsliding, in the midst of you turning around, in the midst of boku basika, but do not believe in the Lord like you should have, in the midst, hey, about shoko, shama di kabo doko, you still, he still hears you, he still blesses you, he still anoints you, he still is God, and God, he God do shake. And let me get in the book of Ephesians. We can just go on and on about the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. And I believe the last time I left off, I was in Ephesians chapter 2. And we were talking about how Christ is our peace. Christ, he is your peace. He is your peace. He is your peace. He is your peace. Christ, he is your peace. He is your peace. You are no longer an enemy of God because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Ephesians chapter 2, around verse number 14 says, for he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall, the partition that between us, what was between us and God was sin, was between us and God was the law, was between us and God was the penalty, because the blood of goats and bulls and lambs could not satisfy. Hashikoba. But when Jesus Christ came on the scene, and John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, then that sacrifice that Jesus made on God was satisfied. Eshikabu Rama Shekeba. So having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law, commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby. I want you to know right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that God is no longer angry with you because you have accepted Christ. You have accepted his sacrifice. So God is no longer angry with you. But he has I feel the anointing. I feel like praising God, not because I double go by things and everything is going well, but just because he's God and God all by himself. See the joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you, but and don't let the world take it away. See, when you start focusing on things of the world, you start losing your joy, you lose your peace, you lose your mind. But when you put your mind on Christ, then you are know that you have been exceedingly abundantly above blessed. Let's keep going. This is Ephesians chapter 2, around verse 16. That he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, to them who were nigh. For through him we both have access. That's what we were talking about yesterday. You have access now. Glory to God. To the Father. That means you can pray right now if you want to. You ain't got to wait to Thursday or Wednesday night Bible studies. You ain't got to wait to Sunday to praise God. You ain't got to wait to Sunday evening to give God glory. But you can simply give him praise and glory right now, only because of the blood of Jesus Christ has, glory to God, brought peace between you and God. So when you go to God, he's seeing the blood of Jesus sacrificed for you, and you can come to him Eba Shoko, right now in the name of Jesus. But right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. There's some things I need to do for you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over your finance. I plead the blood of Jesus over your family. I plead the blood of Jesus over your habits. Let me tell you what the enemy tries to do to you. And I was going to really expound this when I was talking about Samson. And we're going to pick up him another time. But what the enemy tries to do, of course, he comes to kill. One of the things that the enemy comes, three things the enemy tries to come and does. He comes to kill. Watch this. He comes to steal. And the enemy comes to destroy. Right? And he used three ways to do this. He comes with the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. Watch this now. And the pride of life. And as I'm on this, I feel this in my spirit. There's somebody right now, you have received some bad news. Some of you right now, and it's not necessarily because of somebody else. It's something you might have done. It's a mistake to you, but you receive some bad news, and you're hoping the outcome would be different. But the reason why you receive this news and the reason why you're going through this is because the enemy wants you to relapse back into that alcoholism. He wants you to relapse back into drugs, pornographies, adulteries, molestations, murders or rapes or different things that he wants you to backslide back into. Glory to God. But that's why oftentimes the enemy will come in like a flood, give you bad news, or perhaps he may, glory to God, take a spouse or take a job or take some finance or different things. But that's ultimately wasn't what he was after. But he was trying to get you to curse God. He was trying to get you to relapse. He's trying to get you to go back into the person that you used to be. Glory to God. Now, right now, see, you may not be all that you want to be right now, and because God is not done working on you yet. If you was all that you want to be right now, why was God still working with you? Why is he still working? Why is God still interceding for you? Why is Jesus Christ right now in heaven interceding for you if you are all what you need to be? So don't let the enemy fool you. Listen, three things the enemy tries to come in. He tries to come in and kill. He tries to steal. He'll come in and try to destroy. And he does this by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Because when you get involved in certain sins and different things in your life, he comes to try to distract you, to destroy you, to delay you, to derail you, to deny you, and he wants to ultimately cause death to you. And that's what, we're going to say it again. The enemy tries to come in and distract you, destroy you, delay you, derail you, deny you, and ultimately cause the death of you. And that's what the enemy comes in. But because of the blood of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus that was shed, his blood continues to prevail. So even when the times of your mistakes, the times of your mess ups, the times you're like, my God, I just don't know. You got to understand this, my brother, my sister, that the ultimate goal of the enemy, it probably wasn't even your job. It wasn't even your marriage. It wasn't even your children. His ultimate goal was he was trying to destroy you. He was trying to cause death to you. But he didn't make it. He didn't win. You know why? Because the blood of Jesus will prevail in the blood of Jesus. Let's go deeper. He says, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners. So you don't have to come into God like you a stranger. Is it interesting that you can go into certain churches, you may be treated like a stranger, but you're no stranger to God once you believe on Jesus Christ. But fellow citizens with the saints and of the house of God, that's who you are, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now we're built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, meaning that they apostles and prophets built it off Christ. But if somebody else is building it off anything else, they on shaky ground. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto in a holy temple unto the Lord. In whom also you are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. For this cause, and this is Ephesians chapter 3. You're leaving chapter 2 and going to chapter 3. Now, when the Bible was written, we didn't have chapters. But the only reason why chapters were added is for some can find the scripture better. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. He said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He said, I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ for the Gentiles. He says, I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. He says, I've been captured by Christ. For you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as wrote afore in a few words. Meaning that, what was the mystery? Because a mystery is not something that you got to get out your eyeglass and check things out. But a mystery is a hidden truth that can only be revealed through the Spirit. Let's look at this for a minute. The dispensation of the grace of God means the provision consisting of God's grace. This refers to the divine ability given Paul, which enabled him to successfully execute his apostolic ministry to the Gentiles. We can only minister through grace. Sheba do koba. As I wrote in a few words, Sheba do koba. Many authors only touched on the mystery which God had made known to him in the most general terms. To identify the mystery as an establishing of a new humanity under the headship of Christ, a bit more specifically, it defines it as an inclusion of Gentiles into Christian along with Jewish Christians in God's family. The mystery was that Jesus just didn't come to die for the Jews. He came to die for the sins of the whole world. Now, whosoever believes in him are all in the same family. We are not separate. For we all have been birthed by the same womb. See, what makes somebody your brother, your sister right now? In the natural. Because you're both birthed from the same womb. You're birthed from the same womb that made someone your brother, your sister. Well, we're all birthed from the same womb of Christ, the same womb of grace and faith, which makes us brothers and sisters in Christ. So we can't separate one from another. Oh, those Christians over here, you know, I'm not associating with them, or that brother. Nope. Well, if we're all birthed from faith, if we're all birthed from grace, we're all birthed from that same womb of faith, then we're all right now, in the name of Jesus. That's what makes you my brother. It makes you my sister in Christ. But let us go deeper. Ephesians, my God in here. Let me move this another thing to you real quick, because somebody still don't believe this. In the name of Jesus. Somebody don't try to stop my recording. We're all birthed from the same womb. We're all birthed from the womb of Christ. You are my brother in Christ right now, because we're all birthed from the same womb. You are my sister in Christ right now, because we're all birthed from the same womb. And if we're all birthed from the same womb, then why would I try to hurt you? She about to have. I shouldn't be trying to hurt my brothers and sisters in Christ. I shouldn't be trying to take my brother's wife. You shouldn't be trying to take your sister's husband. My God in here. My God in here. Listen. Because when you start thinking about the mercy of the Lord, and when you start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul will cry out And you don't want to do your brother and sisters harm simply because you're birthed out of the same womb. Sheba dokuba seba. Shababa dokuba seba dokuba. Inema shehe. Eba doku. You ought to pray right now and repent right now. Because there's some of us on the sound of my voice. Glory to God. You found yourself doing some things. My God. To your brothers and sisters in Christ. And you feel bad about it right now. Mm-hmm. Some of you have done some things that perhaps they don't even know about. Need I say that? Some may have done some things, said some things, perhaps that they don't even know about. Shama, glory that boat so cool. And it's been keeping you up for a while. And you want to repent about it. And you want to bless God and praise God like you used to. But the problem is, right there, Chicago Doku, right there in the back of your mind, is all those things that you've done to your brother and sister in Christ, like I said, that they don't even know about. And so now you really want to repent and you want to go to that person, but you're scared. But don't be scared. Because if it's that heavy on your mind, then perhaps that is something that you need to take care of before you lift up holy hands. Sheba doko. Before you begin to praise God in spirit and truth, you want to clear your conscience and you want to do that because for a while your praise has been off. Your praise has been off. Your joy has been off. And you just want to clear yourself and to free yourself. Shamandoku, or past situations. Because what the enemy does, he'll try to hold it over our heads over and over again. And he'll say, well, you have no need to praise God. Well, you have no business praising the Lord because of what you've done. The devil is a lie. Glory to God. You do have a right to give God the glory. You got a right to bless his name. You got a right to give God the praise because you've been through hell and high water. You've been through all kind of mess, and you've been through mess. Some of the mess you put yourself through, some of the mess somebody else put you through. But right now, Chicago do go by see in the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3. Sheba do go by. Shaba do go by. Let us go deeper. He says, wherefore, I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Ephesians 3 and 7. Unto me, whom am least in the least of all saints, is this grace given. God gives some great grace to people whom we think don't deserve it. God will anoint a man or woman of God that we say, well, why did God anoint them? See, that's why I was speaking on men like Samson and Gideon, and I was speaking on men like Peter and David, and you look at these men, and you're like, man, my God, these men are doing things that I never even dreamed of doing as far as sins, as far as mistakes, and yet God has given these people so much anointing and so much favor, because the reason why I believe God does it that way is because those folks know that it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Those folks won't take the credit from God. You got some people trying to take the credit and the glory from God. And they'll say, well, it's because I'm so good, because I'm so great, some great one. But the devil is a lie. You understood when Peter and John healed that man at the gate called Beautiful, and they was trying to worship Peter and John, and Peter said, hey, why you men in Israel, why you stand looking at us? As though by our own powers and by our own holiness, that this man stand before you strong. But he says, be it known unto you, it's because of, man, I may have to show you this. So in the book of Acts chapter 2, I may have to show you what's going on, because sometimes people really do think you're making stuff up. And I don't want to have y'all here thinking that I'm making stuff up in these streets, so Acts chapter 2. Your loss wasn't a loss. Your loss was a lesson. And even though you've been taking the same course over and over again, this time you're going to pass the test. Shabbatuku. Glory to God. Acts chapter 3 and around verse number 1 says this. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at an hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. This man was lame from his mother's womb. Watch this now. Whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. He's out there, he's begging for money. He's begging. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Now, he's going to get something from them, but not what he expected. See, God's getting ready to bless you, but it's not going to be what you expected. Shekabodoko. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, get I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He says, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." In the name of Jesus. Now watch this. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. I hear this in my spirit. You've been deceived for the very last time. You've been deceived for the last time. And leaping up, stood and walked and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Here's a man that was lame from his mother's womb, never walked before. But now, not only is he walking, he's walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. People who had seen him before begging. Now, suddenly see this man leaping, walking, and praising God. There's some folks who have seen you begging for attention. There's some folks that saw you begging for a job. There's some folks that saw you begging for alms and begging somebody being alive. And that God, put this in my spirit just for me. Stop begging the wrong people. Stop begging, folks. Stop begging for attention. Stop begging for somebody being your life. Stop begging for dekolabasibatokoba. And they knew that it was he was set for alms at the gate, at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at which had happened unto him. They were filled with wonder and amazement. Watch this now. And as the lame man which was healed by Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Now watch this. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. This is why God anoints people like Peter. Because you were thinking, why in the world would God use Peter? He denied Jesus 3 times. And God gonna use him? He walked on water and started to sink. He cut off somebody's ear. He rebuked Jesus and told Jesus he wasn't gonna die. He did all these things. Peter was a wild boy. And you anointing him? Yes, he anoints people like Peter because they know that it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Now watch this. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness this man is made to walk?" Peter saying, listen, it wasn't by my own power. It wasn't by because I'm so holy. And that's why men today don't see those these type miracles, because they think it's going to be because of them. God move like that no more. Because you're going to think it's about you. You're going to tell the people, well, it's because I'm so good. Or because I'm so great, some great one. It's because I don't drink, don't smoke, don't curse. Yeah, all that's good. No, it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "And the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, who hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up to be denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go, But you did deny the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life and whom God has raised from the dead. Wherefore we are witnesses. Peter said we are witnesses this day. And one of the witnesses that you know that God raised from the grave simply because of the signs and miracles and wonders that's following the man of God. And his name, through the faith in his name, watch this now, the name of Jesus has made this man walk. The name of Jesus has made this man strong. It's through his name and the faith in his name. Go by Shiko. Somebody blowing a horn at me. This man stands before you strong and hath given his perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, my brother, I walk not through ignorance, you did it. They should call up by him.